USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. On Saturday's broadcast of MSNBC's Yasmin Vesagian reports, Representative Richie Torres, Democrat of New York, argued that the $3.5 trillion price tag for the Build Back Better Act reconciliation package is a modest investment for an economy the size of America's.
We have to address physical, human, and social infrastructure. We have to combat catastrophic climate change and build a 21st century social contract and invest in pandemic preparedness. And the speaker has set a deadline of October 31st. So within the next month, we hope to make history and pass the largest investments in infrastructure in the history of the United States.
He said it's short-sighted to focus on the price tag. Antibody levels generated by two shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine can undergo up to a tenfold decrease 7 months following the second vaccination, research suggests. This is USA Radio News.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Senator Ron Johnson took to the Senate floor to discuss the current COVID-19 pandemic. He said that with no data, Biden and the media are running with the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Using the chart, Johnson shows that using UK data, it is the pandemic of the vaccinated.
In England, of the 600,000 new cases of Delta, of the over 2,500 deaths, 63% of those deaths, 1,613 people were the fully vaccinated. 28% were with the unvaxxed.
Johnson asks, what is the justification of mandates and the refusal to recognize natural immunity? Thousands of people in New Zealand gathered in Auckland and multiple locations across the nation on Saturday in a show of solidarity against alleged government tyranny and in support of freedom. A government-prescribed lockdown. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vaccine mandates on the state and federal level are all about maintaining power, and Missouri will be the first in line to file a lawsuit against the Biden administration when the shots are forced there, State Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who is running as a Republican for the U.S. Senate, told Newsmax.
Because this is about control. That's what this is about. And that's all you need to know about what's going on, whether it's the mask mandates, the vaccine mandate that's coming. The left, the veil has completely come down at this point about what this whole thing is about. It's about maintaining, aggregating, and exercising power.
Missouri state officials are already suing school districts and counties over mask mandates, and Schmidt said it is important to fight back on every front. This is about freedom, he said. It's about liberty, and people have had enough of this. President Joe Biden told congressional Democrats on Friday that he was open to scaling back a bill to boost social spending and fight climate change, but wanted to pass it in lockstep with a $1 trillion infrastructure program, lawmakers said. Biden's visit to the Capitol capped a tumultuous week that saw lawmakers narrowly avert a government shutdown and postpone a House of Representatives vote on the infrastructure bill already passed by the Senate. The president told reporters after his 40-minute meeting with the fractious Democratic caucus that there was no rush to pass his agenda. Democrats had spent much of the week sparring about the size of a bill once estimated to cost $3.5 trillion. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.